The following program was previously recorded.
Thank you for joining me for another episode of Live and Local from the studios of 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Free, community-sponsored outdoor summer concert series is taking place at Miller Park Pavilion. And there are several dates here involved. It's a wonderful event in conjunction with a lot of neat partners. And here to explain it is Janine. She's the Vice President of Human Capital and Inclusion at Omaha Performing Arts. Janine, thank you so much for joining me today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
This is in partnership with the Nelson Mandela Elementary School and a lot, the Miller Park Neighborhood Association and a lot of other community partners. Can you talk about kind of how this came to be and what we can expect this summer?
Yes. Well, when we were approached about helping to put together this concert series, I personally thought about growing up in North Omaha and how we used to have these community types of we had these community bands and these community groups like ETC and the Royal Court Band, where families would gather together at different parks and they would put on a show. And so immediately when they came to us with this, I was like, oh, we have got to do this. This is going to be amazing. I remember growing up in North Omaha, having the best time with my family and my friends playing tag and frisbee, watching local bands and spending time with my family and friends. So it was really it was nostalgic for me, and it was not a hard sell at all for us to be a part of this wonderful event. So when they approached us, it was like, yes, we are in. This is what we do. We like to put on performances, and why not partner with Minnelusa and Miller Park and Nelson Mandela to help them to bring this to fruition for the community?
The whole idea of getting back to neighborhood events. I too grew up in a neighborhood where we would have a block party and everybody brought things out. And like you said, frisbee. And well, in those days, we actually had lawn darts. that's how dangerous we lived. But just a wonderful time to come out as a community, right?
Exactly. And that's what, so, you know, during this pandemic, we've missed our community. We've missed our people. We've been social distancing for so long. It's so nice to get back to community and to celebrate community and the individuals in these communities. So we are uber excited to be a part of this.
Just want to mention, I mean, all these concerts are free. You don't need a ticket. Do recommend masks, and you want to keep some of your distance there and everything. But basically, it's the bring your picnic basket with your blankets and your beverages, and as long as your pets are on a leash, you're having a great time.
Exactly. And, you know, it's with local people. So it's people that we know, you know, Danny Cleave and Anjali and Timeless, Big Wade and the Black Swan Theory. We have opening acts with Chad Stoner. The students from Nelson Mandela Choir are helping to open the show. So it's people that you see every day who have been nationally recognized and to celebrate our own. It's really what speaks the most to me, celebrating our own and celebrating the community in which many of us have come from. So this is exciting.
Well, let's talk about some of these dates when this is going to happen. These are all going to happen on Saturdays, and they're spread out throughout the summertime here.
Correct. So our first show is Saturday, June 5th. We kick it off with Anjali and Timeless, and they will be our main act. And we have an opening group who will open for them. I can't remember which group it is off the top of my head, but
is it Grace Titus?
Yes, I think you are correct. Yes. And then we follow it up again August 7th, just the week after Native Omaha Days, which is something that's celebrated in the Black community in North Omaha. And we have it with Danny Cleveland. She'll be performing. And you have Chad Stoner and the Nelson Mandela Choir who will be opening up the show for her. And we wrap up the event that Labor Day weekend. What a great way to celebrate Labor Day weekend. On September 4th, and with Big Wade and the Big Swan Theory.
And rain or shine, what happens?
Rain or shine, we are out there.
That's fantastic. Can you give us a quick peek behind the scenes as far as what are some of the, you know, from a bullet point standpoint, what are some of the things that went on behind the scenes to, you know, get Miller Park, get the venue, and make sure that this is, you know, all the permits and everything are all put together? Who are some of the folks that did some of that hard work?
Yeah, well, you have the City of Parks and Recreation, who we worked closely with. You have Nelson Mandela Elementary School, the Minnelusa and Miller Park Neighborhood Association had a part in this, along with reaching out to the Black Police Officers Association and the Black Association of Black Professional Firefighters, the Minnelusa House. So it was really a collective effort of people coming to the table and everybody providing their expertise so that we can be able to put on the greatest show for this community.
First one is Saturday, June 5th. It's Music at Miller Park, and it's brought to you by the organization Omaha Performing Arts. Janine is the Vice President of Human Capital and Inclusion at Omaha Performing Arts, and she has joined me today at Live and Local. Thank you, Janine, and good luck with the music festival this year.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing one out there. Have a great day.